Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is Mr. Matthew Setter. Say hi to everybody, Matthew.
Hello, everybody.
And he and I can see each other because we got video going on, but y'all can't see us. But, you know, it's fun to be able to see people as I'm actually doing these interviews. Hey, Matthew, now you've been out of the scene for a little while. You used to do a podcast, and one of my favorite podcasts. I used to listen to it all the time. And you kind of stepped back from things. And we'll talk a little bit about why you stepped back in a little bit. But it's good to have you back and seeing you out there again. You talked that you're doing something that I love doing, but most developers really don't. You're writing tech documentation. Talk to us a little bit about the transition from writing programming to writing documentation.
It all started, what are we in 2019 now? I think it all started back in around 2014. Like, I've been writing like blogging and stuff for quite some years. And I was working for a company sort of here in Germany, and I guess, you know, you have those experiences which sort of cause you to think about things and maybe consider like taking slightly different paths. And I guess one of the things was I kind of felt that to pick maybe like the nicer bits of the story, was that I'd sort of been blogging for a while, as I said, and I kind of felt that I wanted a little bit more variety, like a sense of balance, like not all coding, but then not all writing either. Hmm. So I was going to a co-working space here in Nuremberg where I live, and I was just working away sort of just different projects, writing and so on, and the owner of the co-working space just randomly approached me one day and we had a bit of a chat, and then he recalled this chat about he'd recalled a chat from that we'd had previously when I first started going. And he is one of the people at a local company called OwnCloud, and they were looking to replace their technical writer, or the technical documentation lead. And remembered that I said that was one of the things I did. And so it was just a bit of happenstance that I happened to be in the right spot at the right time, and he remembered it. And at the time, I think I was just getting into sort of full freelancing after being in a standard, what would you say, 9-to-5, 8-to-6 job for as long as I could remember. And so things were kind of a little bit, you know, you'd have good months and dry months. And this came along as like a minimum, I think, 20 hours a week gig, and thought, consistent money every single week. And then I thought, I can just imagine the conversation I have with my wife when I say consistent money again. So for a number of reasons, it appealed. And yeah, I got into working at OwnCloud, sort of my full first, we would say, professional ongoing gig of writing tech docs on a regular basis.
Hmm. Now, talk to us, we'll take a brief left turn here. Talk to us a little bit about OwnCloud. What does OwnCloud do?
OwnCloud is, I think the best way I can describe it is their philosophy is that you get to control your own data. Hmm. No matter how much or how little, it's similar in style. And if they're listening, I hope I get this correct. To commercial services like Dropbox, Box, okay, Google Drive, and so forth. But instead of you handing your data off to someone else and having the sense of trust that they will play right by you, they will live up to the terms and so on, that you then take it upon yourself. You have complete control. So you it's a service that is written in PHP and works primarily with PHP, Apache, and MySQL or MariaDB. You can set it up for yourself. I believe it does work on systems as small as something like a Raspberry Pi.
Oh, wow. And
it does scale to, I think one of the largest is, I think it's called ARPANET, the Australian Research Network. I don't remember the size of the data they have, but I think it's like a multi-petabyte installation, possibly.
Wow.
I hope I'm not giving something away there that I shouldn't. Yeah, so it does scale from really small to really large. It has mobile clients on Android and iOS and a desktop sync client.
Very cool.
So now, yes?
No, let's back to writing technical documentation. What would you say your style or your voice is? Are you very formal? Is it more like blog posts when you're writing them? Because I've written technical documentation before, and my blog has a very specific voice, and it's very informal, and it's me talking to people. Mm-hmm. I find that my technical documentation tends to be a bit more formal, but that's not always the best case. What's your style?
I've written in two styles. It depends which. If it's technical docs for a company such as OwnCloud, it's usually very, not ultra formal, but it's to the point. It's using active tense. It's saying, this is how this is done. My reason for doing that is that firstly, active tense just takes less energy and effort to read and digest than passive tense. So yeah. You're not sort of getting to the point and someone has to kind of keep a lot in mind as they're reading, say, a long paragraph and say, okay, I'm at the end now. What did they say at the start? So I guess less is more. Get to the point quickly. It has a, what would you say? It kind of takes the idea that you are the expert in this case. You may be wrong, but then since it's open source, someone can point that out and point out your omissions and so on. So I assume that we get it right unless proven otherwise, so that you give confidence that, yes, this is how you do it. You can trust that when you read this documentation, it is correct and it will give you what you need. There is an element of lightheartedness to it, but usually it's get to the point. I'm here to do something. I want some answers. Thanks very much. The lightheartedness perhaps is more in things like tips and pointers. Like, here's a bit of extra information just in case, be aware of, and then some decently done screenshots to kind of balance. It's not, I never want to be completely dry, but stick to the point, get it done.
Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Speaking to your point of, we're the experts and we post things and we might get it wrong. You know, the old saying is the easiest way to get the right answer on the internet is post the wrong one. So somebody will correct you.
As people do.
Well, very cool. I'm glad to see that there are developers other than myself that enjoy writing technical documentation and writing, because writing's always been a passion of mine. I love programming, but every now and then it's fun to go back and write things, documentation, blog posts, anything like that, tutorials. I love writing those things. The older I get, the harder it is to find large blocks of time to write a 2,500 word tutorial and the source code and all that. But it's still, when I get to do one, it's very fun. Hey, I talked earlier about the fact that you stepped out of the limelight. Because you used to be, like I said, podcasts, you were speaking, you were blogging. Every time I turned around, you were doing something. I was envious of the fact that you were doing so much. And I miss your podcast because you have one of those great voices for podcasting. I mean, mine's a little deeper right now, but that's only because it's very early here and I'm not used to being up. But you've just got a beautiful voice for podcasting. But you stepped back for a little bit. Tell us why, because I know the answer, but I want everybody else to know the answer.
I guess the short bit is just my two little kids. For the longest time, and I'll try and keep this short, I have no idea why even, like, since, but I told my wife, and she looked at me strangely, that ever since I was, I think in the 10th grade, I imagined I would have this little girl. And I'm fortunate to have both a little girl and a little boy. And it was through this agreement with my wife that, you know, she obviously, you know, the ladies go through labor and all the effort and the physical changes that that demands. So I should do my part as much as I can. And I had this kind of rough age of when they're about both, at least about two, then we've gotten through most of those. You've always got to be there for them. What are they doing? Are they, oh, they're about to fall down steps, all those sorts of things. And now that they're at that age, it's sort of, well, now I think they don't need me quite as much, you know, that instant hand holding. So yeah, I guess that's my story. I just felt that, though, so many friends would say that time goes in the blink of an eye. So enjoy it while it's there, because it won't be gone, and you know, they won't want to hold your hand and it's like, dad, go away, just, you're embarrassing me. So while I get that time, I thought I'll make the most of it. But we're starting to move out of the those very early stages, so now I can get time to start to explore my own projects again and
yeah,
enjoy things and go back to conferences and so on. So yeah.
I envy you. When mine were growing up, I did not have that option, although my wife did. She worked remote for quite some time and was able to be there with them and be the parent. And I didn't have that option until later in life. But now it's wonderful because my kids are to the age where we're all friends now, and I'm enjoying watching them grow and being there to help them, as they go through the experiences that I did. But I do regret not being able to be remote during their younger ages and to be there with them. And that's just, you know, one of the things I'm always going to have to regret, because you can't go back. But yes, this time does go by in the blink of an eye. And pretty soon you're like me. Last year, I married off my youngest one. So, you know, it was, it's interesting. And I'm glad to see that you as a father are understanding this, because a lot of us, especially at my age, or a gentleman from my era, we were not raised that way. We were raised, you know, we go out and we are the breadwinners and things like that. And I know I've just pissed off half my audience, but I'm sorry, that's the way I was raised. But I was lucky enough to have to be married to, or I am lucky enough to be married to the lovely and talented Kathy. And she and I have a great working relationship when it comes to parenting. And it's something that did not come easily, but she's understanding enough that she helps me in the areas that I'm not good at. And every now and then I get to help her. So, hey, I'm wondering now. So let me wrap this up. I want to say thank you, Matthew. I appreciate you being with me today. It's been 2015 since we podcast, and that's way too long. So we're going to have to shorten the interval next time, and I'll have you back on. But it's always a pleasure having you on. And audience, thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on Voices of the Elephant. And we'll see you next week right here. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.